In this week's Parsha, Parshas Nitzavim, which is connected this week to Parshas Vayelech as well, we have the bris, the covenant between Hashem and the Yidden, whereby we irrevocably become his nation, and he our God. And this bris, Hashem says, is not just for those of us, Klal Yisrael, who were standing there that day, the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's death, and accepting it on themselves. Lo itchem levadchem anochi kores es habris hazos, Hashem says, it's not just for you, those of you who are here, because asher yeshnei pa'imanu, those who are with us today, and es asher einenu pa'imanu hayom, those who are not with us today, like all of us, those of us who are living today, we weren't there, we didn't stand there, and yet we are still very much connected and responsible for this bris. Of course, this creates a question of how could I possibly be obligated to do something that I never said I would do? Why am I committed to keep a promise that my great-great-great-grandparents said that they would keep? What does this have to do with me? A few answers are given. Well, one of the answers is that it's because my great-great-grandfather took it on himself and I am his progeny. I am a descendant of him. So it comes down to me. But that answer will only make sense if we look at this bris not as a responsibility, but as a privilege. A father cannot accept a burden of debt for his children to carry, but he can and he does accept on himself a privilege. It's like when a king bestows a title on someone and he says, I'm making you a nobleman, and then all of his children become noblemen as well. No one asks, what right does the father have to accept this honor? It's understood that it's an honor, and because it's an honor, it's something that they want to have, not something that they need to have. There was a time in history, right before the Churban, that the Churban Bayis Rishon, that the Jews tried to undo this covenant. These were Jews who were already in Bavel with one of the first waves of the Golus. And they turned to Yechezkel and they asked him, it says, the Pasuk says, they asked him about Hashem. And Rashi there explains, he says, they were asking, what is our relationship now with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because if he doesn't listen to us, meaning he's sending us into Golus, so then why are we punished for things that we do against him? If he has already sold us, and he has nothing to do with us. And their question was, if a master has sold his slave, or a husband has divorced his wife, does the ex-wife owe anything to her husband? Does the slave have to have anything to do with his master? Why do we have to have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he's burned down our house and sent us out of our country? What do we have anything to do with him for? What do we owe him? What's our relationship? Perhaps this bris doesn't exist anymore. And they took it a step further and they said, why shouldn't we be kagoyim, like the nations? Kamishpachos ha'aratzos l'shareis eitz va'even. We can go and serve Avodah Zarah. He is not our God anymore. And Yechezkel responds and he says to them, Chai aninu Hashem alekim. I swear to you, Hashem says, I am going to rule over you. Come what may, I am your God. I am not giving up on this bris. This covenant that I set back here in Parshas Nitzavim is still alive and well. And I will continue to make you my people if I have to do it with a Yad Chazaka, with a Zraya Netuya. Yad Chazaka is a strong arm, strong hand. A Zraya Netuya, an outstretched arm. Uvechema Shvucha, and with anger poured out, I will be your God. I will rule over you. The Abarbanel, who lived during the time of the Spanish Inquisition, says, this nevuah, take it very seriously. He says, it's important to pay attention to it because it's referring to our Golos, he says, not Golos Bavel, because Golos Bavel was over after 70 years, but it's Golos Roimi that we're still in today, the Abarbanel said 500 years ago, but we still today are here. And it's because of the Yidden who thought that we can just be like the Goyim, and with that we'll remove the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from us, and then we won't have to keep the Torah and mitzvahs. He says, don't think you can do that, because the people in the time of Yechezkel already asked the question, and the answer was given to them, that Hashem is going to hold on to this bris, because he promised us, I will always be your God. I have never divorced you. I have never sold you. You are not my sold slave. You are mine still. You are my people. I made this bris so many years ago, and I promised you this is a bris that's going to be forever. And he says the different terms that are used, the Yad Chazaka, the Zraya Netuya, and the Chema Shvucha, is to include all the Jews, whether they stayed in their das or where they didn't. The Yad Chazaka is talking about the Yehudim Asher Be'eretz Edom, those who are in Rome. I would imagine those who are in Europe. And the Zraya Netuya, the outstretched arm, that doesn't seem to be there, that it has any of the anger with it, is talking about Al HaYehudim Shebe'eretz Yishmael. Those are the Jews who are in Arabic lands, because as we know, the Arabic people, while we wouldn't be able to say that they were good to the Jews, they were much, much better than the Europeans were. And they didn't have to go through what most of the European Jews had to go through in terms of the anti-Semitism throughout the ages. And even today, you would see that a Sephardi Jew who is not from is going to be a lot more traditional than a Ashkenazi Jew who is not from. A Sephardi Jew who is not from is much less likely to intermarry, much more likely to have kosher food, only kosher food in their house, because their whole trajectory of history is different, both in the area of persecution, they were persecuted much less, and also because the Enlightenment never came to the Arabic countries, which means that the Zraya Netuya, the outstretched arm, is talking that Barbanel says about the Yehudim Shebe'eretz Yishmael, and those who are Mishumadim v'ha'anusim, this is what we would call the Mishumadim, those who converted to Christianity, the Anusim, those who were try to practice like Christians while they stay Jews. We would call them the conversos, who lived in the Barbanel's time. She yatzu miklal hadas, that stopped being Jewish. Hashem says, uvechem ashvucha emleich aleichem, don't think that you can escape this, because I'm going to bring you back, and you're going to try to be like the goyim gemurim. It's not going to be like that, because they will constantly call you out. They're going to look for you. They're going to find you. And against your will, they're going to remind you that you're Jews. And it will come out in a terrible way, in a chema, in the auto de phase. And of course, this resonates very deeply with us, because we too just went through a time in our not too distant past where there were many Jews who believed that they could break this covenant, that it's not relevant to us anymore, we don't have to be Jewish anymore. And they started to practice as the non-Jews, and as a result, what happened was the Chema Shvucha came on them too, whether the Auto de Phase in the time of the Barbanel or the crematorium in our recent past. Hashem says, I'm not letting go of this bris. You are my people. This is forever. This is a forever thing. Antisemitism is it's almost a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. It's the solution to the terrible problem of Golas. And in the time of Golas, we might feel like there is no point. There is no reason. There is no way that I can hold on. And when we start to forget who we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to send the Goyim to remind you. The Perek in Yecheskel, like our Parsha this week, ends in Klal Yisrael doing tshuva. Of course, this is the Parsha of tshuva as well. This is the Parsha that's always going to come before Rosh Hashanah. Because of this bris, we have the connection. It's there. All we have to do is return to that connection. Ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od. It's not something we have to search for. It's not me'ever le'yam. It's not in the Shemaim, it's here, it's present, we have this relationship, he's promised it to us, we just have to do tshuva, which means to return to that which we are, and that which we will never be able to leave, come what may. Ultimately, as we said, this bris is a privilege, it's not a burden, it's a privilege, it's the reason we are still here, after all these long years of galus, and it's the commitment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we will always remain his.